National Ride to School Day is Friday, the 22nd of March. You can win two brand new bikes. Just go to our website, triplem.com.au, to enter. Thanks to Bikes on Hire in Rocky. Joining us once again, Em Savage, the CEO of Bicycle Queensland. How are you this morning?
I'm great, guys. Thank you so much for having us on air. We love the stuff you do, and we are so excited that you're excited about Ride to School Day.
Now, we have talked to you before, but I think getting closer to Ride to School Day, we really need to step up a gear right now.
We're pumped.
I could not agree more. Bring on the bikes, son.
Get on your bikes.
We're having a great time with it too, Anne, and lots of really fantastic families are getting themselves shortlisted to win bikes to get the kids to school.
Thanks to Bikes on Hire.
So we were just wondering this morning, though, can we have a recap of the low stats? Let's get all fear-mongery here on the reason why kids aren't actively getting themselves to school.
Why, Anne? Why?
Let me tell you all the answers and we'll solve the world's problem today. I mean, about 8% of kids at the moment ride to school, and that's a massive drop in what it used to be. Yeah, it's not great. We've increasingly moved to sort of a car-centric lifestyle, and it's really impacting us. You know, kids aren't as healthy as they used to be. We know that. They're spending a lot of time on screens, and they miss out on that opportunity to really develop their spatial skills, their hand-eye coordination and awareness, the stuff that comes with regular physical activity. There's lots of great things that we can do to inspire that. And I mean, you guys are ahead of the game. Giving away a couple of bikes is a really good start. And then the other thing is just to encourage community cycling. So for parents to ride with their kids, to teach their kids how to navigate our streets safely whenever possible, to show them safe routes, and to demonstrate to them the types of things that they can do when they're riding to always be safe on the bike. So we're talking about key skills through something as simple and enjoyable as bike riding, and it's something that everybody just about can do.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? I'll just speak from experience. They can get really cocky once they know a thing or two.
You know what? That independence in your kids is really what... I mean, who's going to fund your retirement unless they're out there being movers and shakers? And getting them on bikes kind of helps to do that.
And then you'll be doing the learner driving down the track, which will be far more stressful.
Payback.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, and you know what? It just puts kids ahead. When they do go to get their learner's license and their permits, they'll be much safer drivers because of their awareness on the road.
Probably the issues we have with ours is a lot of highways to cross and that sort of thing. Should we be trying to push councils for more bikeways and safer routes to school for our kids?
Look, absolutely. We would love to see all councils in Queensland come up with a cycling strategy that includes, as a priority, safe routes to school.
Yep,
and that means protected routes. That means if kids do have to cross the highway, and in some situations they will, then we need safe and protected bikeways and walkways for them to get across. We absolutely need to prioritise that, even if we just want to create setting aside all the health and community benefits and the benefits for kids and nurturing, even if we just want to create an efficient transport system that gets us all around more affordably and takes cars off the road so that we have less congestion.
Good for us, good for the environment too, yeah.
That's exactly right.
We're talking to you, Matt Burnett, Bill Ludwig, Margaret Strelo, the mayors of Central Queensland. Let's make this happen. Ride to School Day is March 22, and this will be our jump board to make it all happen.
Love your work, guys. You guys are the best.
I think you mean popping a mono.
Bunny hop the situation, all right?
Thanks so much, Anne, and we look forward to catching up with you again in the lead up to National Ride to School Day.
Love your stuff, guys.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.